June had some key issues reemerge in Fort Wayne city government, from the long-standing garbage collection problem to the status of the massive Electric Works redevelopment project. I sat down with Morning Edition host and reporter Zach Bernard to talk about these developments. Zach, thanks for coming by.
It's great to be here, Rebecca. Thank you.
Let's start our conversation here for the monthly news roundup on the pay-to-play ordinances and what happened with that lawsuit that came out of that ordinance.
I'll first explain a little bit about the measure for the layperson who might first be joining us. It was a measure that was proposed and passed by council in 2017, and that limited anyone, all the way down to family members, looking to bid on city projects to political donations of local candidates at $2,000 or less in a calendar year. It was vetoed by the mayor, overturned by council, rewritten to focus more on independent contractors in 2018, and was taken to court after it went into law. So it was taken to court by Kyle Whitwer and his wife Kimberly of Whitwer Construction. The judge ruled in favor of the Whitwers, basically saying that the ordinance is preempted under state law and cannot be enforced under the Home Rule Act. That was a major defense of the city, to say that there was no real precedent to follow and it was under their jurisdiction to move forward with that kind of measure. But the defense that came from the Whitwers basically said if the state wanted a city like Fort Wayne to take that step, it would have already been in the state's constitution. So that was the ruling from Allen Superior Court Judge Jennifer DeGroot that came down in the middle of June. The city of Fort Wayne has until July 11th to appeal. That has not been announced yet, but Dave Gong from the Journal-Gazette reported that that seemed unlikely at this point. Still a week to go, we'll see, but that's where we stand now.
So the Home Rule Act basically says that if the state has something that regulates it, cities and municipalities cannot regulate it. Am I understanding that correctly?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so Fort Wayne can appeal, but they may not choose to.
Yes, and again, the city would have until July 11th to make that happen. It's worth noting that this was a measure that was put forward by city council and created a lot of conflict between members of council, particularly the Republican members of council who proposed it, and Mayor Tom Henry. And ultimately, the ones footing the bill for the legal defense would be the city of Fort Wayne, which initially didn't seem to support this measure on constitutional grounds. So while the city can appeal this and make that decision to do so by July 11th, that's why it seems unlikely that they may do that.
Moving on a little bit to another ongoing issue, the Electric Works. There was some back and forth in editorials and letters and websites and stuff between the developers and some city officials. What were those issues about, and what is the next step in this project if it's moving forward?
Yes, between March and May, there was a lot of conflict between members of City Council and Electric Works because there wasn't very much communication between both parties. And essentially what happened was City Council was saying, well, we can't approve funding for certain projects until we know what's happening with RTM Ventures and Electric Works. One of the concerns that came up was some corporate restructuring in an offshoot company of RTM Ventures. And a number of these things were cause for concern among City Council, thinking maybe the project wouldn't happen on time. Electric Works also published an editorial that didn't help matters, citing their own skepticism on the ability to complete the project. But there was a council meeting in the middle of June where Electric Works met with members of council, and anticlimactic seems like the wrong word to use because you want to see meetings go well, but this one certainly did go well. The members of Electric Works explained everything that came up, what the restructuring was, and how it doesn't affects what's happening too much. Josh Parker from the development team spoke to members of council and said, listen, we're planning to meet our benchmarks. We plan to not ask for any more public funding to help this, and we plan to close by November. They continue to mention that they have meetings with bankers that are going well. So they are remaining consistent in what they're telling the public and what they're telling city council at this point, and they have set those deadlines for themselves in the public forum. So now it's a matter of seeing if they'll achieve that. But there were a lot of friendly voices and faces after that meeting, so things seem to be going well.
There was a surprise press conference, and I say surprise because it had been kind of fallen out of the news for about 4 or 5 months in June regarding the ongoing Red River trash pickup saga. And there was an unusual step that came out of that, that was announced at that press conference. What is going on with trash?
Well, it's funny because a couple days before the press conference was announced, you and I had a conversation in the office about how this hadn't really come up and we should maybe think about following up with it. Nonetheless, Mayor Tom Henry did have a news conference in the last week of June, basically announcing that members of the Fort Wayne Street Department are going to be assisting with late and missed pickups from Red River. So if a pickup is reported, Red River has 24 hours to pick that up. If Red River doesn't make those pickups within the 24-hour threshold, then street department employees will go out and take care of those pickups. Those street department employees will be paid with fines that have been incurred by Red River up to this point since they began their contract in January of 2018. It has already been 18 months since that contract began, and that began on July 1st. So it's a new program that the city rolled out. It was supported by the mayor's working group coalition that was created to solve issues with garbage, and they seemed enthusiastic about that. So it is definitely one step in the process to figure out exactly how to streamline this process. Obviously, now is a really bad time to be leaving garbage out for extended periods because it is hot, and I don't need to put two and two together for the listener, I'm pretty sure, but this is something that the city's trying to do to ensure that those pickups are made.
So it's gotten better, but not all the way fixed yet.
Yes, it was revealed in that news conference that Red River is missing 1 to 2% of pickups now, which is a much better number than it was. But 1 to 2% of pickups, when you consider the scope of a city as large as Fort Wayne, that's still a pretty large number of people that are not getting their garbage collected in an expected or satisfactory manner. So it does suggest that this remains an issue for residents and to the point where the city had to make a response of some kind. And this is the current step in the process, and we'll see what happens from there and how we go on from there. But 5.5 years are remaining on that contract, so we'll see what happens.
Zach, thank you so much for coming by WBOI Presents. Have a wonderful holiday weekend.
You too, Rebecca. Thank you.